Money and religion, faith and finances. You don't have to look too far to see that those two can be quite the toxic mix. And yet, Jesus spoke and taught more about our attitudes towards money than on any other subject. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When you hear some preacher mention miracles and money, faith and finances, all in one breath, most of us want to run a mile. We've all heard these guys get up and tell us that God's told them to buy a $60 million jet. So give generously. And sure, there are those out there fleecing the flock to support an outrageous lifestyle. Not all of them, of course, but enough to make us suspicious. So the warning bells ring loud and strong when it comes to faith and finances. What do you do with that? Well, would it surprise you then to know that God actually commanded Moses to go fundraising? Here it is, Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to bring me gifts. You will accept gifts for me from everyone who is willing to give." Literally, in the original Hebrew, it says from everyone who has a heart to give. So why did God do that? Did the God who created the whole universe really need their money? Does he need your money or my money? Is he sweating on our next donation to support his work here and there? Of course not. Why then? Because he knows the most sensitive nerve in the human body is the one that runs between our hearts and our wallets. He knows that our desire for wealth often causes our hearts to turn away from him. Let's get this straight. The reason God usually asks his people to fund his work isn't because he needs our money, but because he wants our hearts. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus came to set us free, free from all that would hold us back from experiencing his amazing blessings. That's why it's so important to get his word, the word of God, into our hearts to set us free. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.